Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to give you a brief introduction to the new chart control that ships as part of ASP.NET 4. So to do that, I've created an empty web application project here, and I'm going to go ahead and just delete some of the standard text that gets inserted for us by default. Now I'm going to use the chart control. So I'm going to scroll down in my Visual Studio Toolbox to the Data section, choose Chart, drag an instance of the chart control over and drop it on my page. Now the first thing that I need to do is select the data source that will be used by this chart. So I can select a new data source. There are none in my project here. In our case, I'm going to say the database is a SQL database and choose a connection string. It just so happens that I've recently used a connection string to pubs, so I'm going to go ahead and select that one. And let's choose a different table. I'm going to choose the titles table. And for now, we'll just take all of the results, but of course you can filter your results based on whatever select criteria you want to use against your data source. Now the three other attributes that I need to set on the chart control are, one is the type of chart. You can see I'm just going to start with a column, but we can use bars, step lines, bubble charts, what have you. So there are a whole bunch of different types of charts built in. In our case, we'll just start with the standard bar chart. Now we need to pick X and Y value members. So for the X value member, let's choose the title, and for the Y value member, let's choose year-to-date sales. That's it. Now let's go ahead and run and see what our chart looks like going against the data in the pubs database. So you can see, nice looking chart, very simple to implement. Let's go ahead and change the visuals of that, so I can go and say, instead of a column chart, maybe we'll choose a bar chart. Fair enough. Let's go ahead and run again. And now we have a different kind of chart. So you can see that really easy to get started with, automatically interpolates the data and provides the visual representation of our data. And that's it. You've been introduced to the charting control in ASP.NET 4. Thank you.